You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
This week, the National Party has announced a new policy called Electrify New Zealand, which aims to meet renewable energy goals and cut the so-called red tape that prevents more renewable energy being created. Today I spoke to Dr. Shane Reddy regarding the proposed policy, and I started by asking him to fill our listeners in on what the policy entails.
So we're of the view that the future for New Zealand is a future where buses and private transport are powered by clean electricity. And we just think that at some point, if not already, there's just not going to be enough clean electricity for us to achieve both our climate goals and the day-to-day activities that New Zealanders want to do. And so we're very enthusiastic, and what our Electrify plan talks about is doubling the amount of renewable energy that we produce from what turns out, and it's a blessing for us, are abundant natural resources, solar, wind, geothermal. And to achieve our climate goals, we need whole sectors to change their thinking and take up even more clean electricity. So clean means to power their current needs. And so what we've announced is the first part of an Electrify New Zealand plan to cut red tape, because it bothers us hugely, for example, that to commission a wind farm, for example, that it can take 8 to 10 years just with the compliance parts to that. And we totally understand this is not to corner cut consultation and all the other things that appropriately need to be done with big projects of that sort, but we still think that the compliance is no longer fit for purpose for a future that New Zealand wants to have. So the first part of our Electrify New Zealand plan talks about cutting red tape significantly, so that renewable projects, solar, wind, etc., can more quickly come to production.
The rumour is that these consents are taking up to 10 years, which is a lot.
We heard the same. So both Chris Luxon and Chris Bishop and others in the team visited a wind farm. In fact, they visited several clean projects. They visited a wind farm here in the region, and the developers were telling them that it can take 10 years from concept to completion. That's a long period of time, and to be frank, probably too long. Again, we don't want to lose the important local voice. And that's not what this is. That's not a trade-off. But it is saying that we need to be much more effective and efficient in producing and bringing to completion these renewable energy sources. And certainly when we look offshore, Singapore, other areas seem to be able to do it in half the time. And we need to have our own local flavour in how we do this. But the developers who are putting money in the game and wanting to help us reach these goals, they're saying 10 years is too long.
Right, so by removing these consents, is this going to affect the quality? Are there any concerns about the completed projects being faulty or anything like that?
So this is why I've been very careful to say that there'll be no corner cutting, that issues like local sensitivities, local consultation, of course, will still need to be taken into account. But the reality is, when we look at offshore, when they can do projects in a much shorter time, there hasn't been any trade-off in quality. This is not a corner-cutting exercise for the sake of expediency. This is a measure in effectiveness and productivity. So no, there will be no tolerance for any reduction in quality in projects that come to commissioning.
Removing the red tape is a phrase which Labor argues is a part of their RMA reforms, which National is opposed to. Why does the party stand against these RMA reforms but want to remove that consenting process for renewable energy?
So the RMA reforms are substantively to reduce compliance, and the review of the RMA reforms almost has as much paperwork as the act that they're looking to remove. So we're not convinced that in the pathway that's being painted by this government that there's going to be any change whatsoever. So in its current form, we do not support the RMA. Having said that, we absolutely accept that there needs to be appropriate consenting and compliance, but we think the pathway that the government is taking for the RMA reforms is not appropriate consenting and compliance.
What they're saying is that these renewable energy consents, which are taking too long, they agree. They're saying that that is a part of the reforms, but obviously your party's view is that it needs a separate policy.
I think it's wishful. for them to say it's all part of RMA and kind of mischievous to say, oh, that's just RMA stuff, don't worry about that. We see no clear pathway for renewable projects in the draft deliberations on the RMA, and that we think it needs a specific focus.
There's been some criticism from them regarding the fact that this policy seems late to the party and light on details, what they're saying. How would you respond to this?
There's a very clear focus on renewable projects, and they have no clear focus on this particular part. Furthermore, there's already been substantial consultation with those who actually deliver and implement, and I would draw that difference, if you like, between having a design and having something that looks nice on the whiteboard and actually being able to deliver it. And we know that that's a substantial failure of the government across a range of domains, not just in the energy domain. So we've been speaking with those who actually build it, who actually have skin in the game and are prepared to help us with renewable energy projects. And so we have faith that they can deliver. And so this is a clear difference between the two parties, one that's stuck in design and one that wants to implement.
Are you going to be focusing on transport and heavy industry in these considerations? How are we going to decarbonise them?
So what you'll see in our energy and climate change policies is a breadth of policy across all sectors. And what this is, okay, if we're driving people towards renewable energy, we need to make sure we have enough of it. If we say we need to electrify, then we need to make sure we've got enough electricity to meet the ambitions that we have. So if we start with the source product first of all and make sure that we have plans in progress to deliver that, then it's to reach out and it's a discussion across the whole sector as to how together government and private business and consumers, how together we can decarbonise, but give them some surety that they won't have to worry about renewable energy.
I've noticed that Greenpeace has weighed in on this and said that they appreciate your commitment to renewable energy. However, you also have projects to find new offshore gas and oil. Are there any plans to stop fossil fuel exploration?
So we've already said that we don't support the offshore oil and gas ban, but I think really the way to direct this back is to ask Greenpeace whether or not fossil fuel consumption, both importation and consumption, has gone up in the past 6 years for a government that wanted to talk the green story and that has a coalition Green Party. How much coal have we burnt in the last 5 years? And I think that answers the question right there, substantially more than we have in previous years. So if we really want to turn our attention on fossil fuels, maybe we look at our current track record and start there.
That was the National Party's Dr. Shane Reddy speaking to me about the Electrify New Zealand policy. We'll be back right after this short break.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.